It is 4 o'clock on November 19th. This is the Canton Housing Authority bi-monthly meeting. Stephen Kosa's chair, if we could do a roll call, please.
Sue Therrien, secretary.
Glenn Dunston, treasurer.
Bert Beegan, resident commissioner.
Fawn Murray, property manager.
Excellent. Well, happy Thanksgiving early, everyone. Our first agenda item is the minutes. I have to admit I did not read them. So do we want to waive or do we want to read them really quickly?
Just one of the attendees, his name is not Greg.
Okay. What was his name?
Oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? Vincente.
Vincent what?
Vincente. V-I-N-C-E-N-T-E.
I can fix that.
B-I-E.
No, B-I-E.
And
Vincent with an E at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, what's his last name?
I'll fill this up.
That's all right, please. Yep. I'll put Vincent. Okay. So is it pronounced Vincente?
Yeah, it's V-I-N-C-E-N-T-E.
Oh. I'll put a little line over there.
There you go.
So I'll remember that.
But that's the only thing that should be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll change it and I'll send it the final to the...
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I am good. I apologize. It's not Eversource from, isn't it the $2 million in funds is from the state?
Yeah.
That's all I have. Anybody else? Moving on to the next agenda item, which is public comments. Does anyone from the public have any comments?
Everything's great.
Thank you. It's good to hear. Moving on to management reports.
Okay. Sorry, yep. I didn't put that in there. Because there wasn't a lot to report.
Oh, okay.
Just unit 13. Has a vacancy right now. Unfortunately, she passed away.
Sorry.
And then we're just wrapping up the recertification for 2026. And there wasn't a lot of work orders this month. It was just a lot of annual inspection, semi-annual inspections from the heat pumps and pest control. But there's only two little work orders.
Okay. How often does pest control come? Quarterly or yearly?
Quarterly. Yep. And then unless there's a problem, we call them. And then landscaping, Josh, he still works the 8 hours a week. How we have Angel with the 8 hour doing maintenance and then Josh with the 8 hours, he's continuing to, do the landscaping with the leaves and everything. And he's we agreed before to keep him on, for the total of 16 hours so he can help out
shoveling
yeah. or any other. Like, Angel went on vacation and he stepped in to help do kind of emergencies or anything like that.
Is he handy or just...
Yeah, he's handy. He used to be the maintenance person here.
Oh, okay. So he's familiar with the property.
Yes, that's why I advocated for him.
Got it.
I'm somebody who knows, everything around
Got
here.
It.
Yeah.
And I think it was asked at a previous meeting, the winter equipment has been serviced? Or
yes.
Okay.
The snow blower, everything is all set.
Great.
So in about March is when I'll have the lawnmower service.
Okay. That makes
get
sense.
Ready for
yeah.
that.
And is there, does he use the snow blower for the sidewalks? It's only for the sidewalks, right? Because the plow...
Yeah, the plow is the plow town, the sidewalks. It's between combination of snow blower and shovel.
Got it.
And it depends on who's here. Last winter, I was here a lot.
Got it.
I'm here everywhere.
Yeah.
Amy Peltier has joined.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry to be late.
No.
No fine. Problem.
No problem. Problem.
We're on manager's room.
Okay.
There's not an actual report in the file.
Because there wasn't any.
Not
got it. Okay. Yeah. I was just saying that Unit 13 is vacant right now and being
passed away.
Rent ready.
Mm-hmm. Was her family?
Yes. I, unfortunately, was the person who did the wellness check and...
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't call the police?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. I'm saying for the wellness check.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you do, and you don't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, you know, it's just part of whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then family members, and they were very, you know, it was... Yeah.
Do we do anything? Do we send flowers or anything? Or
no, it's okay. Just I coordinate with the family member to make sure that, you know, to have respect, but make sure that they get everything out of the house and, you know, all that stuff.
Thank
too.
You for doing that.
And then it's being rent ready right now. And unit one, somebody moved in there. And then unit number five. Is she's still moving stuff out. So.
And five is relocating, or five is just moving out?
Five is she also passed away.
Got it.
It's unfortunately the...
The nature of... The...
But, and then that's it for, like, you know, little stuff for the manager's report.
Okay.
We can do the financials.
Sure.
Okay, so as you can see... we have, right now, year-to-date, an operating surplus of $55,947. And for the month of October, the total expense was $47,888. And we budgeted for $45,804. So we're a little bit over budget. Mm-hmm. And that's largely due to the pilot tax payment, the payment.
Excuse me. I'm going to interrupt you a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've lost where we are.
Oh, it's the first page.
On the balance sheet?
Yeah, on the balance sheet. I'm just, yeah, sorry.
Just to give me...
yeah, it's the balance sheet.
Balance sheet.
Yeah.
Where's the 55,000?
Operating? Oh, it's the next sheet over.
That's what I was like.
Yeah,
I was
sorry. Sorry. It's page four.
Page four?
Yeah, I have little notes. You guys don't, so maybe I should include these notes in there with it next time.
And where's the 55?
For the surplus. Right there at the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry, year-to-date.
Yeah, year-to-date.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And then the subtotal for the October expense and then how it's over, it's budgeted for 45, but it's a little bit over 2,000 because of the largest payment was the pilot tax payment. And then waters were a little higher than budgeted. Payroll, maintenance fee, management fees, all the same. Repairs and supplies lower than budgeted. So.
I want to say at our meeting in September,
mm-hmm.
you had said that you had just received a $1,500 check from laundry?
Laundry income.
It's not there. Oh, that's interest income. Yeah, it's not there. Oh.
I don't know why they didn't put it in there.
Okay. So if we can find out, that'd be great.
Okay. And then, let's see what else is there.
So this goes through June, right?
This goes through June, yes.
This goes through June.
Mm-hmm.
So right now... we're only under budget year-to-date by $26,000.
Yep.
That seems like a long time to go for $26,000.
For under budget?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to get eaten up pretty quickly.
Well, don't forget that the income is coming in also, too, right? This is just...
I know. I understand. I'm just... Okay. Got it.
Any questions on that?
No.
I,
I have a question, and this is part of what I was just emailing you about, and I don't know if it would necessarily be in budget comparison or probably the balance sheet where it talks about reserves.
Yep.
And just with the recent government shutdown, and again, these are things that I had, like, was emailing with questions about. If, for example, that were to happen again, and certainly I've looked at both the House and the Senate budget federally, there will be fewer vouchers coming out, no matter what happens. How... I see the operating reserve, that's 16,000. Is that the reserves that you were referring to say we've got, that's what would carry us over?
No, it's the cash. See, the cash, the 322 plus the 16.
Okay, got it. Okay.
We have that much in our operating account right now. And then
so just if I could take it one thing at a time, just so I understand, and then I won't keep peppering with questions.
Okay.
But so the 322... That's operating, but that's not just like sitting there. That's covering the operating expenses.
That's sitting there, though.
That's in the checking account.
That's in the checking account.
It's in the checking account, right. But that's what's going to, you know, if we go over to the payables, that isn't that part of what pays for the alarm, pays for waste, pays for sewer?
But income comes in.
Yeah.
Income comes in on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And then expenses get paid out. This is still what's in the
bank. That's still what's in the bank.
Okay, trying to understand. I know, it's just kind of the way that it gets explained. It's like,
it's
dumb. I'm not dumb. I'm trying to understand.
No, it's okay.
Nobody thinks that.
Okay.
No.
So that 322 is sitting there. Okay.
Yep.
And then what is, so I understand, and you can explain it however you want, but so that I understand, what is the... Do you know, and maybe it's here and it's a line item and I should know better, but do you know what the monthly cost is that HUD is paying us or reimbursing, whatever, however you want to say it?
$30,000
monthly.
Yep.
Okay. And that comes in on a monthly basis?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's increased significantly since last year. Last year, we were only getting $15,000.
Okay.
And this is $30,000 now, so it's double.
Okay.
And then they just approved for another rent increase in January, so it's going to go up a little bit more. Just a little bit. Not a lot. It was a small increase. But because we have budget in July, our budget starts in July, we can't add that in there. Because we don't know, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So 2026, you're saying January, it will go up?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So, right, like, so, see, like, this October, our expenses subtotal was, like, $48,000, right? So HUD is subsidizing $30,000, depending on vacancy. This month it was $30,000. Last month was $31,000 because we have a vacancy. And then the tenant's rent is another, you know, whatever the total rent. I think it's another $10,000 or $14,000 or something. So that is why we have surplus, and that's why the 322 keeps on sitting into our bank account. It's like every month if you look back, that number didn't really change a lot because we're not dipping into it at all. Because we're just, you know, the operating, you know, the monthly, it just gets put in there, and that's what we've been using.
But if I could just ask a question
on
that, why is it only in the period to date but not in the year to date amount actual?
For rental income?
Yep. No, rental assistance.
Because
the monthly is there, but why is it doesn't carry over to year to date?
I will ask him why he doesn't do that.
Thank you.
Here.
So this rental assistance, this 31,000, are the checks that...
No. Nope.
No?
No.
Those are the checks. I'm sorry, those are the vouchers.
That has nothing to do with...
You're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Those are the mobile vouchers.
Yes.
Those are the mobile voucher, and as we're talking about those are the ones, the mobile vouchers are the one that is most vulnerable right now with the federal cuts.
Right.
That the housing authorities, yes, there could be a potential, but not likely. Because it's the mobile voucher where they want to limit the amount of time you're using the mobile voucher, the
work,
you know, the work and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the housing authority, especially the elderly and disabled communities, it's basically how many housing authorities are they going to shut down? None, because, you know, this is, they're on fixed incomes and they're not, you know, the life.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know
not
what
sure
I mean?
They really
yeah.
care about fixed income.
Yeah.
So I just, that's, I mean, my questions are, you know, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to understand because.
So when you ask about contingency plans, as a management company or as a self-managing housing authority, they use whatever the operating account and their reserves are. Most of them do not even have whatever to pay.
Right.
Management companies who manage housing authorities, the management company obviously don't, like, you know, have reserves to give out to all of their management. So basically, as I said in the email, what we would do is either, you know, cut down payroll, like staff, which we have, you know, this is why this site can only afford a part-time manager, part-time, you know, because if you do full-time, you're not going to. And it, thank goodness the town is plowing our snow, because that is a significant amount of money. So it's a lot of community and volunteer work here to keep it going like this. Because, as you know, housing authorities are just kind of dying off because they can't afford it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They can't.
It's right.
Very expensive.
It's very expensive.
And is there on that 322, is there a point at which, and again, this is just if anything were to happen, is there a point at which we're like, oh, we can't go below 150?
You can, as a board, that's what you can do, and we can make suggestions and things like that, but you know, we'll do, like, okay, so these are expenses, like, maybe at the end of the year, like when the budget comes, what is this budget? And this is what, this is the worst case scenario. And we say, okay, we can sustain a year with this. So maybe come up with that number. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
We
can
do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my only concern is that this is above the FDIC insurance limit. And I would like to at least bring it in line so that, I know everyone keeps saying that we can't put it into a different account. But why can't we have two operating accounts then? Because if, and I'm sure the government would back it up, but in the event that there was a tremendous catastrophe and they're only doing the 250 for the FDIC insurance, we're losing the 70.
You can put the other stuff in the reserve account.
Yeah, well, that's if that's a separate account.
Yeah, but the problem with the reserve is you have to go to CHFA when you want to take it out. You got to go to CHFA and be like, oh, you got to do this and this. Reserve is not for paying every day.
I understand. I understand.
So if we put it in there, that's what happens with the reserve. They're like, oh, you need $10,000. Show me three bids, you know, whatever.
I guess I just don't understand why we can't have a money market account. I still don't understand the reason why we can't have a money market account. It's a savings account.
A money market account?
It's a savings account.
I don't know why we don't have one.
So if we can find out about that,
okay,
because I think they have to be at separate institutions. I'm not absolutely positive about that, but we could be getting interest on a money market account. You know, you put $100,000 in a money market account.
Yeah, let me ask the auditors to do our financials,
because
I think it has something to do with us being tax exempt in the interest and stuff like that. So, because we have to pay at the end of the year interest. You know, if you're collecting the interest, and that's your income. So I think it has something to do with tax exempt, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Also ask them about this balance in FDIC insurance.
Okay.
Maybe that will help us. And we know that we don't want to necessarily put it into the reserve account for all the reasons that you just mentioned, that we don't want to have to be beholden to CHFA to.
Yeah.
Steve, didn't last a few meetings ago, I think I see it here. We had like that $12,000 extra, and you said, why don't we put that in retained earnings?
Not retained earnings, in the reserve account.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't.
Because, okay.
But we decided to hold off on that.
Okay.
So I'll ask him about a money market account and then...
Or even just a savings account. A money market account would give us a little bit more money. It's not like... We're not trying to...
We're not trying to earn money.
No, we're not trying to put it into CDs. Or like we're not trying... We're just trying to protect the money that we have.
Okay. Yeah. I'll ask the auditor because that's what they would know because they would do all that.
On the replacement reserve, how come that wasn't paid last month?
Replacement reserve?
Period to date actual, nothing. Year-to-date budget, 1,000. Year-to-date actual, 0. Year-to-date budget, 4,000. So it looks like this is not being done.
They are not, I think that they're just waiting in the end to put it in, but I'll tell them to put it in.
No, it has to be monthly. Please.
What do you want them to put it in?
The replacement
reserve, it's the second one from the bottom of subtotal expenses.
Right.
So it's supposed to be $1,000 every month, which is how you get to the $12,000 annually. But right now, they didn't do it this period. And then we have the year-to-date budget and the variance. So it needs to be cleaned up.
Yep, okay.
And the replacement reserve...
is for like the water main that happened out here.
Okay.
Chaffa wants.
Is that $16,000 reserves right there?
Yeah. Chaffa wants us to have some skin in the game for those events.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we weren't paying into a reserve, and when the water main break happened, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. They said you really need to start putting.
Yeah.
Into
we
a
had
reserve.
Like $4,000. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah,
now we're supposed to be putting in $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Towards any of those catastrophic events that...
But I'll tell them to put it monthly.
Yeah, it should be monthly. I don't want to take it out in one big chunk.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have other questions on financials?
No.
Okay. Did you have anything else in your management?
No.
Did Sue or Ren, did you have questions on this?
I have a question beyond just the budget. I was asking about like food insecurity as well.
Did you get that email I
responded? I did, that's why I said, you said what you want on the agenda, so I said put this on the agenda, because I didn't have time to go through the email.
Okay, I've
been hosting a conference for 2 days, and I've done about 14 panels in the last 48 hours, so that's why I asked for the agenda instead of the email, so I didn't have time to go through it.
No problem.
So I saw briefly you were saying many people are on SSI, but like people can be on SSI and SNAP, so if you could...
So nobody here is on SNAP.
Oh, okay.
I know that because I do the annual income.
Oh, okay.
And mostly it's... This is a very, I fostered a community, so we're always helping the community. Like if someone's not, that's why we have wellness checks, neighbors like, I haven't seen them, you know, whatever. Or hey, so-and-so like needs a meal or something like that. So everybody here is very, very, and then there's family members and local churches are always calling and, you know, and things like that. I know the senior center, they shut down some activities.
It's coming back.
It's coming back? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Meals on Wheels is coming back if it wasn't already. And I think somebody would also, I think the town also has services like Meals on Wheels that are needed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I said. I know there was always like food in here. I mean, not that you're going to survive off of cakes and bread.
No, but like,
I guess I'm surprised that nobody's on SNAP.
The whole food comes in here once in a while. Okay.
And
milk and juice and soups. And,
yeah. And then people here. Some people here who have like a meal program and they can't eat all of it, they leave it in the fridge for people. So it's a very community. Nobody is hungry here.
Everybody watches out for one another.
Yeah.
Nobody goes hungry ever. Not here.
Not here. Not in this week.
We can't say that it doesn't happen. We can't say that it doesn't happen.
That I know is untrue. Because I would love to take you around for a day with me and show you that you're hungry.
But it's a fair question, absolutely. Because we just want to, but it's a fair, it's, We're fortunate.
Yes.
We're fortunate.
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
Unlike other communities.
Yes, yes we yeah. are. We are very, very fortunate.
Yeah, that's
because
why,
we're
this
fortunate.
This is why I'm asking.
We're very fortunate because a lot of the seniors who live here and other that live here have good families also that come and, you know, take care of them, check on them, like all communications and everything. So it's very, you know, I've seen other, you know, communities where it's not like this at all. Mm-hmm. So
I'm also surprised at how many just food pantry boxes are around town.
Oh, it is. And, you really know, ShopRite is
You're
the
surprised?
Best.
I am.
That there what? Are food?
No, I'm surprised that there are as many as there are. Some communities don't have as many as yeah. we have. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
How many pantries does Canton have?
There's one at the church on the green. Right. There's the one at the senior center. I think it's at the senior center.
I don't know.
They're just little boxes. They're not.
Oh, they
little
used to have
free
one.
Pantries.
Not like
Park
a.
And rec in
yeah,
front
not
of,
yeah.
But
that there's
one
not like
hasn't
a.
Been,
oh really? People have said that they've been stocking them. I mean, I didn't really mind that people
to
have
see
been,
that's a change, but yeah. maybe that's because I saw it last in the summer.
But yeah. ShopRite. They come, you know, here, like, I have a good relationship with them, you know, and, you know, they're like any kind of fruits, vegetables, you know, whatever, or frozen meals that they're,
yeah.
you know, whatever it is that's expiring in a week or whatever
right.
they need to, and then also, you know, the gift of love, so lots of local partners that I keep in touch with, and always, if there's an individual that has a need for it, there's a wealth of resources for them.
Great.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And I ask because I just want to know. Mm-hmm. I know in our school system we have several hundred families, probably close to two. I don't know the high school, but there are probably close to 200 families that are on SNAP in our community. So
mm-hmm.
these things are here in Canton.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't have a backpack program, so if those families are qualifying for SNAP, they're still not getting the food on the weekends, the kids.
But
so their family has to, you know, make up for that somehow. So I want to get a picture of the community, and since I do work in a lot of other public housing places that are not as well equipped, and everyone's saying, make your contingency plans, you know, I feel like it's my duty being on this board to ask
yeah.
these questions,
yeah.
and that's where it's coming from.
Oh, yeah, no.
Great.
It's great questions.
There's actually 305 people, 305 in Canton on SNAP. So, yeah, there obviously are. And the,
yeah, probably, sounds the, like two-thirds of those are school families.
Probably are. But, and the food bank at Trinity has had a significant increase in numbers.
Oh, yeah.
So, to add, and I don't know how often they can go to the one at Trinity. I don't know Trinity's thing. Is
schedule.
It once a month you go, or do you go and sign up?
You sign.
I
think
I
you sign up.
They
you sign
it.
Up, and they give
but
you.
But is it? It's like the one in Hartford that I volunteer at,
mm-hmm.
the pantry in Hartford. You come once a month, and it has just. And these are working families.
Mm-hmm.
They're not homeless. They're
mm-hmm.
just working poor, and. Last week when I was in there, usually they get about 40 to 50 clients
mm-hmm.
a day.
Mm-hmm.
One day, 525,
oof.
Which
yeah.
is families
yeah.
having
oh, yeah.
to come in and file. And
yeah.
you look at this, and we're all sheltered from it. You don't really notice it, like when you're living here.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go in, like you're working,
mm-hmm.
and like when you volunteer on those things,
mm-hmm.
you see the real world. And how challenging it's
mm-hmm.
become. And you just know this is going to get worse as
mm-hmm.
prices keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
And food share, which is a biggie for bringing in fresh produce and
mm-hmm.
other stuff, have federal funds definitely impacted. So the cutback
oh, yeah.
has been significant from food share, even though the state has now stepped in to cover some of the cost. So it's just
It's a minimal
it
amount of that
cost.
Going
to that's be such a significant.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with the Canton Housing Authority?
Well, I was asking about food concerns, and I was surprised that people, you know, because people live here because they're. There's income qualifications, so
mm-hmm.
I assumed, and I didn't know if any of this stuff came from pantries. So that's where my
where
question
is coming from
and just working
our local
in
stores.
The, in the business of contingency plans and wanting to know.
The church.
And Whole Foods called.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's great. Yeah, it is. I didn't even realize that all that happened.
American Legion, and we do drives, motorcycle drives, and we do big fundraisers.
Yeah,
and and we send a lot of food out.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening now. There's all kinds of donations and stuff happening right now, which is great.
Thanksgiving always. Yes. This is the amount of people.
This is the uptick.
Like,
And
then after?
Yes. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, they got it, and they've run out of milk and eggs and meat because of such an increase
of donations.
It's just really interesting, and we're all going to see more of it.
But we're very fortunate to live in a state that
I
a lot of people volunteer.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
you know,
gonna,
with the, like, you know, the kids in school that don't. I know a lot of families, like, from Avon and stuff have stepped up and be like, anonymously donate food and stuff like that to the kids. So it's a whole community thing, you know. I mean, yes, we rely on, you know, funding and stuff, but ultimately it's people helping people, you know.
I'm glad to hear that.
Is there any update on Peter Testa?
No. So the last time he said is the state is trying to revise their agreement between the town. And so everything that we need to be certified or whatever, it's the town that's doing it, the representative. And he said that everything is all set whenever that they revise their agreement and they sign off the agreement, then we...
Is this the chief executive officer?
I was going to say, who from the town?
Mark Penny.
Mark Penny?
Yeah.
Well, that's why he hasn't talked to any of us.
Yeah, and also just, why is he renegotiating it? That's what I
He's not in a the whole entire... state, all that funding, they're doing it to every town. Like, it's a revised agreement.
I guess I'm slightly confused only because this was a grant that we applied for.
Yep, that we got awarded that in only February.
Yeah, that only eight towns got.
Yep.
So the state is not renegotiating with everybody. I guess it would be renegotiating with the eight towns that received it.
Yeah.
And do we understand why the town or why the state is? I guess I can write to Mark Penny. I've never met him. He's never introduced himself or anything like that to us, but I'm sure he's busy.
He is busy because they cut positions.
Yeah.
So it's a combined position.
Yeah, you know.
So.
But you're right. We could extend
the reason. So we hired.
I reached out to him once and invited him to come to a meeting once, but.
So we hired Peter to write the grant, and his job is to see through until it distribution.
Right.
So he's the one that's, you know, and he's very good. Every time I respond,
he's good.
He does everything. Him and he's one, and there's only one other person in the state that does this stuff. So
I reached out to CHFA, and they got back to me that day, and they said, oh, the training for all of the towns is tomorrow, and that's what brought up this issue, like, oh, who's going, and you said we have a waiver, and I don't know if our contract needs to be renegotiated because we got a waiver, and it didn't have that in the original contract, I don't know, but that was a while ago that all of the other towns were certified, and...
I wrote to the department that handles the building grants online through the state, and nobody ever responded to me. So I mean,
which department? At DOH?
At DOH, CBDG, CDBG.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing.
Yeah.
If you have a question
about
your grant, write us. I wrote, not a response.
Was it Eric?
It was an email.
Oh.
So it goes into they should still be responsible for responding to emails.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm.
If you're not going to answer if you're not going to answer the phone,
right?
Least.
No question.
Jeez, no kidding.
But I reached out to the guy, and you know, like I said, this was months ago, and I haven't. You know, once I heard we had a waiver, I kind of dropped it. But at least he was responding and gave me an update. Like,
well, I guess the question
is, can go. Reach
it sounds
back
like none of the other towns have gotten theirs either.
No.
So
they have not.
We all seem to be in the same boat.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't. Doesn't hurt to.
Oh. I mean, that's not what I'm saying at all, but it just seems like we're not getting any response from the powers that be.
Right.
I mean,
but
if we go
maybe
into...
it's a blessing in disguise, because right now we don't want to stir anything, because, you know, we have to put some money into, like, doing other stuff, too. So maybe with, like...
Well, I think you have 3 years.
Being it, like, not
I understand, but...
stable right now, you know, with... So...
Which we say more. I'm not understanding.
So, you know, the HUD funding came in through November. I just put in for December, and they said it might be a little delay. I don't know when this happened last in March,
June?
I think.
June,
or something like that. It finally came in. But so I just worry that once we start something, because I know it's built in, but we might have to move a tenant or, you know, put them in a hotel or stuff, and then we have to front the money or stuff like that. So I don't know. It could be just if we...
I think those are all bridges that we will cross. Yeah. What? Because, I mean, we still have plans. Bids have to...
Bids.
There's so much that has to happen.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. All Camp Housing Authority is in a very good position in very... Because you're not hiring a project manager. I'm the project manager.
Mm-hmm.
My hours are, I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna be the same, but I'm gonna be doing dual role, because that's what's happening. Usually you have a built in as a project manager, but that's not Imagineers. They said, okay, we're not gonna do that here, because you guys know it's a huge expense.
With the CDBG? Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's gonna coordinate?
I thought that was part of, well,
no.
I still thought that
I have to go in and get the bids. I have to
right.
go and get three bids
out for all
and all that stuff, and I have to oversee everything. So that's like, usually it's like, when we go out and do that, we built in a project manager fee.
Got it.
But we're not doing that.
Make sure they're good contractors this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Imagineer's not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we said, oh, this community cannot, you know, whatever, we want to stay, you know, in budget and stuff like that.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I thought that the architects would have a big part in that, that they would also be coordinating. But again, this is very cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. I'm worried.
The architect is not going to do
yeah.
anything. They already did it. They went in, they did whatever, and so now we're going to get bids for, let's say, windows. And so the contractor is going to come in and measure and do all that.
Right.
Stuff.
Not the three. Reputable contractors
yeah.
to give the bids.
It's
yeah.
an open,
yeah.
not fly by night.
It's an
yeah.
open bid process.
Yeah, it's an open
yeah.
bid.
It's an open
bid.
Yeah.
So it's sealed bid, I think. I'm sorry.
I can't remember.
I think it's sealed bid.
There's a lot of forms.
Yeah, there's a lot of forms.
I did this project before in another place. It's quite a task.
Yeah, so I'm more interested. I think some of this can be alleviated when that time comes, but I'm really much more interested in what's holding
yeah.
up the funding.
Mm-hmm.
That's so Mark Penny.
But again, like you said, we're in the same boat as the other. It's not like the other towns got it and we didn't.
I understand.
You know, so.
But if somebody at the town or the state...
I think it's now the town, like, you know, as... that the board should advocate with the town, because
yep.
that's your relationship,
yep.
is to see
that's
what's
what
happening
I'm,
with it. You know what I mean?
That's going to happen.
That's your homework.
That's what's going to happen.
Your homework, yeah.
Did anybody have any new business?
It's just the approving of the 2026 agenda. I put 4 p.m., but is that a good time for you, Amy, or do you want it to be... Oh.
I mean, do you want to move it a half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want a half hour later?
I don't know. I mean, next year my kids will do baking club, and that'll be at 4:30. Who knows?
Okay.
you know.
So it's always just one of those things, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it earlier?
No.
Okay.
Morning?
Yeah.
Well, Bert, I feel like you've said 2 mornings not great. Like, if other residents ever wanted to come, no one wants to come in there.
Well, no one's.
I know, we haven't had people in a while.
Yeah, but
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Nobody's really that interested.
And if somebody needed or wanted to come, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why they come is because there's issues
right.
that
right.
they're not getting resolved.
Right, right.
Yeah, at one point there was somebody stirring the pot,
yeah.
making a lot of issues and a lot of trouble. And, I mean, we used to fill this whole place.
Right.
We had the first selectmen down here. We had, you know, I mean, it was a zoo. It was insane.
Everybody is pretty much content right now.
The whole board resigned.
Yeah.
All at once.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask.
That's it. We're
after you vote on this.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask when your terms are up.
I don't know. That's...
Oh. 3 minutes, stop.
Okay.
Can you go back to the schedule first?
Yes.
Sorry, thank you.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Let's keep it to four.
Okay.
Let's keep it. Yeah. Does four work for everybody else?
Yeah. Morning. No. With everything going on, there's a lot. This four works for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're late, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's every couple of months. It's not like it's a weekly thing.
Yeah. And if I'm a couple minutes, like today, it just so happened that it was.
Yeah.
3:45.
Go on, and then when you show.
I was too late.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's vote on it.
Okay.
So this is what. Yeah, so every I guess we already voted on this on the budget. Like we had
voted on the budget.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Don't even say
what
budget.
I'm saying is this is already set in concrete from a previous meeting, correct?
No, this?
No.
No,
yeah.
This is 2026.
We didn't set it for the fiscal year is what you're thinking.
So I guess my question is, do we want to keep it bi-monthly or do we want to do it quarterly?
Oh yeah.
I thought that this was already...
Oh, no, it's not that. This is what you're voting on. And if you don't like it, we can change. That's why I asked. I like, personally, quarterly, because you know, I always keep you apprised of everything, like even like little things or whatever it is. And if something messy comes up, then we can also have a special meeting.
I guess, is there... Yes, of course. We can always call a special meeting.
Yeah. If something...
There's nothing like in the... I guess what I don't know, is there anything in the town charter or... meetings that would...
No, you can have it once a year if you want.
Oh, we had it quarterly for years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, many years.
What do you all think about that?
It's whatever can work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
I really, that's my feeling. It's you, because you're the community here, really. So if you, what you feel is best meeting, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, and then maybe I can draw in some people just to... Just come and be like, hey, we only have it quarterly. You can come and see, you know, what's going on just to hear about finances.
So, yeah,
or
show
something
an interest,
like
people.
Yeah, well, show an interest.
How does that change? Does that change
the
reports that get sent? Checks.
No, that's
a monthly thing.
That's a monthly thing.
That's always the same.
And the monthly financial statements will still come too. So, yeah, that doesn't change at all.
Will those get emailed out?
Yeah. That doesn't change at all.
If we did that,
yep.
That would mean that, obviously, first quarter, January, February, March, we could either do it in the middle of the quarter. So, like, in this case, it would be February, May, August, and November.
Why can't we not starting in January?
Or it would be January, April, August, and October. Or it could be the end. I mean, that's what it's a quarterly.
How about we do quarterly according to our fiscal year?
Yeah, I was going to say,
because
that
will make it
with our budget.
Yeah, that would be much better.
It makes much more sense.
Yeah. Yes, right? Because this is why I don't like the schedule either.
And the HUD.
Yeah.
September, that's a definite.
Yeah, that was September, right?
Yeah, but we could do that any...
Leading into that.
Yeah, we could lead into that. It doesn't matter. But yeah. So we do fiscal year starting July 1st. That's our fiscal year.
Okay.
But then, yeah. So July 1st, but then we'll go backwards from there. Right?
Okay. Well.
But we have to put together a budget.
That will happen in the first.
That will happen.
Right.
And we might need a special meeting to vote on the budget.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Yep, exactly.
Is everybody good with quarterly? I'm just asking. I don't.
I think so. It seems like we had to do an awful lot by June.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I feel like we're 2 years in. I feel like we're in a rhythm.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay. I'm going to vote for quarterly. All in favor?
Sure.
Hi.
Starting June.
Well, we're gonna work on the schedule right now.
Yeah.
And then, the Kent Housing Authority for 2026 is going to move to a quarterly meeting schedule.
Mm-hmm. So
So our fiscal year is July 1st to June 30th, correct? Just like the town? Mm-hmm. July is actually in the third quarter.
Well, you're doing the math.
It would be the third quarter.
The third quarter?
Well, July 1st is the third quarter.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have two meetings we have to do before then. So first quarter would be January, February, March.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, do we do it at the beginning of the quarter, middle of the quarter, end of the quarter?
That's always
going to be the question.
Okay. It's up to you.
Again, who knows?
Well, to me, it's just, no. This is about consistency, because if you're going to do it the beginning of the quarter, then it's every beginning of the quarter.
Yeah.
So it would be January, April, July, and October.
What's better for the accounting?
Yeah, I would say like middle, so that for like accounting, it's we're before, we give us ourselves some time before July hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and not so much the end or the beginning.
If you do it in the middle, that would be February. May would be the budget meeting.
Yep.
And then the budget would go into effect in July.
Yep.
We would meet in August, and we would meet in November.
Oh, that sounds great.
And the meeting would have to be on the Tuesday following the 15th, or the Wednesday following the 15th, because that's when Imagineers Accounting gets all the financial reports together.
Okay. All right.
So it would be the Wednesday.
So it's February what?
Following.
February.
I knew you were going to ask me that.
February 18th.
I guess so.
February 18th, 2026. Then it'll be. What's the next one? April is the next
May.
One. Oh, May. Would be May.
Which is the June. Yeah. But which is the budget.
May,
it's on here, 20th. It's the 20th. Yep.
20th, yep.
Is it February 18th?
And then, when is the next one? Is it going to be November, right?
No.
August.
August.
19th?
August.
Yep.
19th, yep.
And then
you'll
November.
Send out a printout of this?
Yes.
I thought you were going to go, I'm going to be
surfing
the...
And then November
18th. So I think I'm exotic.
Okay, perfect.
It's exactly what...
And the last one is November 18th.
Okay, got it.
Good.
Good.
So this is correct. This is correct.
So, for 2026, we are February 18th at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
May 20th at 4 o'clock. August 19th at 4 o'clock and November 18th at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Great. Is there any old business?
I think we talked about all that.
I thought so too, but
it
is 4:49 and without objection.
We approved it, right?
We approved it.
Okay.
Do you have one thing too before you...
Oh.
Go ahead. What did you have to do?
Oh, no.
She wanted to make sure that we approved this.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're all approved on the... On the calendar, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I thought it was a good question from Prop. Is it a term limits? We really, I don't know the answer to that.
They're 5 years.
Oh, it is 5 years?
Okay. So I just can't remember when I started.
Really? I didn't know that on board. I thought it was just for certain. Mm-hmm. 5 years on any
Well,
board?
This board is 5 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Because what happens is, in the next month, I will get a certification letter saying, is this person fulfilling their duties? And I say yes every time.
Thank you. Yeah.
I can't remember. I think I started in 21.
I have it at home because I would have the minutes.
Oh, okay.
The original minutes would have.
Oh, then I'll find it then.
First time we had it.
No. Okay. But I was here before.
Oh, you were here before.
I was
here with the old boy.
Here and
okay. That's right. Then it was sooner than that.
All right, I'll look back. Do you think the town would have it? The town would have it.
The town should have it because they sent up the Melissa Denton should have.
Okay. All right.
She's very thorough.
Okay. I will ask then. Okay.
Because I think that's who I get the certifications from.
Yeah,
so I definitely. I think I have one more year.
Okay. All right.
And then if I have one more year, then I think everybody else has 2 more years, right?
I don't know.
I joined not long after.
I was trying to figure out how long you were on before we all...
I think it was 21. I was the previous board, so I just don't remember.
The reason I asked is because I want to make sure all our records are correct, and they, I mean, other people are like, why are they on the board for, and why don't you have an election, or I don't, you know, whatever it is.
It's done by the town.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. But the public wants to know.
Yeah, it's done by the town, so yeah. They can.
Oh yes, you have to, there would be town record because we have to go to a meeting.
Yeah, right.
Mine was the 20th, February.
Oh, you have.
Of 23.
23. Okay. Good record keeping.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all with them right here.
He's got everything in there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's only because I don't really know the answers, but you guys, I need to take a lot.
No.
I think we've come pretty far.
Oh, it's just piled in there, so if we dug in. Every board does that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, but here's, okay, so here's the thing. We talked about getting together with the community in the December or something to just have a get-together kind of thing. But I was wondering if, instead of a get-together, whether it would be, like, on another board that I'm on, the library, with the library, Friends of the Library, they provide to their staff, you know, something special.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if whether we would... Are you thinking that we would have all chipped in to provide something if we had a community thing? Or could we, if we're doing that, could instead of us having to be here, because I don't see why they would really want to hang out with us, honestly. Bert's had enough. So I was wondering
like
if...
You guys.
Thanks, Bert.
Could, maybe do we do something with... platters or bring
some
rather than us being here and they come in during that day, or is that not as friendly?
So I think you were saying that there's a resident supervisor budget thing for this, right? That's what you do.
The resident service coordinator.
I thought there was a budget for you.
No budget. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Sometimes.
She did say they would be doing some community things together. But when we talked, you proposed doing something where the four
My Girl Scouts are really looking for somewhere to go play their Christmas carols.
Well, they should do that here.
Yeah.
You should put it on the calendar.
You know what you can do? You could do a Christmas carol knocking on the door.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
That'd be fun.
Yes, that would be a lot of fun for the seniors.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun.
Okay.
You know how they go, you know, old tradition going on.
All 40 doors.
The building.
Maybe everybody could know the time that we're coming.
Yeah, the building.
Certain people are bedridden here.
Yeah, so that's why.
We could prioritize them.
Yeah. We'll do that, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, could we do it on like a Tuesday?
We could do whatever day that you are available.
Yeah, there's some people just...
Well, Fawn works Mondays, Wednesdays, and
stuff. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to help.
Thank you, though.
No, I feel like it would be best if there were like staff here.
No. It's okay. Don't worry about that. Whatever day that works for you, just let me know. Okay.
Well, we can coordinate with you too.
Yeah, just coordinate with me. When you get back, just... shoot me an email and then we'll do that. But I think that's better for people who can't come out.
Yeah, I like that idea better.
I think we close.
Can we close?
No, we didn't resolve it.
Oh.
So we could.
So I want to know whether we cancel it because she's going to be.
You know,
there was no cancel. It was all tabled. The whole thing was tabled.
But we could. Maybe what we could do is we could, say an hour and a half sometime come, I can bring the Girl Scouts, they could sing, and then afterwards we could have like cookies or like a platter of cookies or something here.
I would be happy to donate something so that when you have the holiday party, it's additional to whatever you would normally do. So you tell me what you need, and I'm happy to donate.
Okay, perfect. I will do that.
I would agree with that too.
I'll do
that
then.
That's a nice solution.
Okay.
So I will donate whatever you would like, or if you prefer money,
and then to go out and buy what you need. And then
whatever works best for you.
Okay. Okay, perfect then. Can we...
So Stephen and I are going to do that.
That's I'm happy to contribute.
So
we'll send something out.
Yeah.
Are you happy to contribute?
Me?
Yeah.
You betcha.
Great. Yeah. So neat. Board members.
I'm going to talk to Chuck Joseph. See what I can do.
Just leave the checks lined.
Members to okay. What time?
What time is it?
No, what time are we?
I'm going to send out an email.
Okay.
Adjourned?
Oh,
adjourned. 4:56.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.